You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an Hour of Prayer. I am Mika. You are blessed. Amen. And this is where we are doing what the show saith. We are praying. Hallelujah. We're simply talking to God. We're simply orienting ourselves, acknowledging the Lord God Almighty in this moment. We're quieting. We're slowing ourselves down. We're assuming a posture of prayer, assuming a posture of thanksgiving, assuming a posture of steadfastness, assuming the posture of believing. Hallelujah. Maybe even repositioning of ourselves to the place of believing, no matter what it's, no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what it feels like. We're holding on to the promises and the words that God spoke to us, because his word will not return unto him void. He will surely do what he said he will do. Hallelujah. And if we don't know, some of us don't know what he's saying, then this is stimulating, getting into this, in this place of the spirit is just stimulating that our spirit and that muscle of I need to be in the spirit. I need to be in the spirit. I need to seek him. I need to seek him until I hear. I need to seek him, hallelujah, until I see. I need to seek him until I understand, hallelujah. So let us not be premature in our actions, in our acting, in our responding, but let us seek him until we understand. Let us seek him until we know. Let us seek him, hallelujah, until it becomes clear. Let us seek him until the matter is resolved. Let us seek him, hallelujah, until what he promised and what he spoke to us and the impression that he made on us and the little vision and image that he gave us, hallelujah, until it comes to pass. Let us seek him until, hallelujah, the lost ones or the prodigal son, hallelujah, or the prodigal one, the prodigal husband, the prodigal woman returns unto God. Let us seek him until my faith is ignited. I'm going to seek you. We're going to seek you through the doubt. It's okay. If it's okay if we are experiencing some doubt, it's okay if we're experiencing some hopelessness. That doesn't change that I'm going to seek you through the hopelessness until the hope returns, or until the hope is ignited, until, hallelujah, the belief is present and apparent and strong. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to seek you through the fire. Hallelujah. I'm going to seek you through the hardship. I'm going to seek you. We're going to seek you, oh God. Seek you through the pain. We're going to seek you through the health issue. We're going to seek you, oh God, through the stormy season. We're going to seek you through the stormy business season. We're going to seek you through the lack. We're going to seek you through the empty place. We're going to seek you through the toiling place. We're going to seek you, oh God. That's what we're doing. We're seeking you while you may be found. And we thank you, oh God, that as we're seeking you and as we're drawing near to you, oh God, it's a seeking that's not in vain. It's a seeking where we are finding and discovering. We're finding you. We're discovering you. We're finding you even at the cost of losing our life. Hallelujah. That we may find our life in you. We find our life in Christ Jesus. You want to know where to find your life. You want to know where to find, hallelujah, your purpose. You want to know where to find, hallelujah, the answer. It is in Christ Jesus. And so we're seeking, we're seeking, we're seeking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy 4th. Welcome to the to this new month. And Lord God, we just thank you and welcome you in this place, in this time, in this season. We quiet ourselves before you. We say thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord God, that you will wash us and purify us and cleanse us, oh God. We thank you for a fresh anointing right now. May it be released upon us, an anointing that destroys the yokes and lifts the burdens, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your angels that are coming in, that's assigned to us, oh God. Send your angels to minister to us even right now. Minister to our hearts. Minister to our minds. Minister, oh God. Speak your word of truth and life and freedom. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord being ever present in our lives, in our homes, in our vehicles as we go to and fro, in our offices, at work. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah, that covers us, that protects us, that keeps us. So we thank you, oh God. I'm reminded, hallelujah, when the Lord gave Moses instructions as the children of Israel and everyone that believed in the Yahweh as they were exiting, hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, for some of us, one of us, all of us, any of us, this is our exodus, hallelujah. We're coming into a new. May this second half of the year be better, be greater, be flowing with milk and honey, be us walking with Christ Jesus and experiencing his wonders, his signs, his breath. We're so close to him that I can feel his breath. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's how close we're choosing to walk with the Lord God in this season and in this time. But he gave Moses instructions. Amen. And as they took the lamb and slaughtered it to put the blood on the doorposts, hallelujah, that the death angel will pass over. And so, God, I just thank you that I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, that destruction will pass over, that desolation will pass over, that even the death angel will pass over, hallelujah, that the decrease that creates poverty and struggle in our life will pass over. Move, oh God, in our lives. Move, oh God, in those who need financial help and assistance and employment and relief, Lord God. Move and need help with paying of bills, oh God. We thank you for the financial provision, oh God, that coming from the east, the west, the north, the south, it can come from even our blind spots. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Breathe your breath of life on our finances, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us the power to gain wealth, to get wealth, oh God. Whatever it is that we as your children are needing pertaining to finances, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for answering. I thank you for supplying that need. I thank you for showing up and showing out in a very mighty way. I thank you, oh God, for even giving us the instructions and the speaking of what to do and where to go and who to ask and where to apply and what to apply to and just simply to apply. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the projects and the businesses that you have us starting or have already started and in the middle of, Lord God, and came up against some things. And I just thank you for a win. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for edifying us and strengthening us to keep going and not to give up, oh God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that in those places of being overwhelmed or underwhelmed, Lord God, I thank you that you are girding us up, hallelujah, in your truth. Thank you for encouraging us where we are discouraged, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, where we feel like we're drowning, for lifting us up. Let us keep our eyes on you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We're not going to stop asking. We're not going to stop seeking. We're not going to stop knocking, oh God. The scripture says that the promise is, as we ask, so we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, it shall be opened. And so, God, we're believing for a receiving, a finding, and an opening blessing in our lives and in the lives of everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new thing that you are doing, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for making us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that whatever it is that your children are going through, be it physical, be it emotional, be it relational, be it financial, Lord God, be it mental, psychological, whatever stresses, oh God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our relief. We declare and decree that you are our relief. Send in the relief, oh God. Send in the help. We call in our destiny helpers, oh God. Lord Jesus, I just thank you that we're not letting go. Hallelujah. We're not letting go, even if holding on. Hallelujah, doesn't make sense. So we're not letting go. I'm reminded in Ruth, hallelujah, how Ruth held on to Naomi. She cleaved to Naomi, not knowing, not knowing, and according to the natural, according to a posture of walking by sight, she chose to walk by sight. It looked better to let go of Naomi and turn around and go back to her homeland. Thank you, Heavenly Father. But she saw something by faith. She experienced something by faith. She knew something by faith. Come on, y'all. This is a by faith. Faith. We're doing it by faith. And in doing it by faith, there's times, thank you, Holy Spirit, where it doesn't make sense. It looks like the wrong way. It looks like the wrong answer. It looks like maybe you should just stop. Maybe you should leave. Maybe you should quit. Maybe you should let it go. Maybe you should give up. No, we thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We're cleaving to you. We're not letting go. We're not letting go. We're not letting go until the answer that you spoke to us is manifested. We're not letting go. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the grace on this day, and the grace over this weekend, oh God, and the grace over this month, oh God. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. And I thank you, oh God, that where we are weary, hallelujah, that the weariness, and even where we are worrying, that the weariness won't take us out, won't be victorious. Scripture says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I'm reminded of scripture that says, they that wait on the Lord. I think it's in Isaiah. Hold on, let me look it up because I don't have it. And the Holy Spirit just spoke it. Hallelujah. Yes, it's Isaiah 40 and 31. That they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Come on, y'all. They shall walk and not faint. Ooh, shandabo sotoroyo. So you know how we were overcome in that weary place? You know how we're overcome in that weary place? Looking to the Lord. waiting on the Lord. We're not waiting for the person to change. We're not waiting for the thing to change. We're waiting on the Lord, who is a change agent. We're not waiting for the person to respond. We're waiting on the Lord. And maybe, I'm hearing you, Holy Spirit, and maybe God created a situation of wait to get us to look to Him and to trust Him and to get us in a place of faith and growing in Him. So maybe it's not what it looks like. Maybe this is all orchestrated in some way, hallelujah, for some, not for all. Take it to the Spirit and test it, hallelujah. But for some of us, maybe the static, the stagnation, the delay, the it's not going as fast as we want, maybe it's because it's God that's in control. And He slowed it down in areas and sped it up in other areas and made it look like the person is, why is he or she not getting it? It makes sense to me. But maybe, and maybe He didn't remove it as fast or change it as quickly or bring it in as suddenly, because He created a situation, a pocket for us to wait and receive the promises that come as we wait on the Lord. We're waiting for Him. You're waiting for Him. You're waiting for the Lord. Hallelujah. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint not. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us keep doing well. Let us keep, as we're in a place of waiting for God, He's communicating to us in that place. He's giving us a grace. He is communing with us. He's ministering to us. He's the one that's enabling us to keep going. So we thank You, O God. Keep us, Lord Jesus, in a place of well-doing. Keep us in a place of following Your commands, even if it doesn't make sense. Keep us, O God, in a place of being close to You. And then pray, Father, we pray that You will renew our strength on this day and in this time. We pray, Father God, that You will cause us to mount up with wings like eagles. We pray, Father God, that You will cause us to run and not be weary. Remove the weariness, O God. Remove the worriness, O God. Send in a wind that brings, that ushers in worship. Send in the wind that ushers in Your word of life, Your word of promise, Your word with the plan that You have for us to prosper us. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for causing us to walk and not faint. Thank You, hallelujah. I just saw our Father, taking our hand and walking with us, and you know, you can get so weak that it's like right when you go to fall out, and then someone will give you smelling salt or fan you or do whatever so that you can to prevent you from fainting. We thank You, O God, for preventing us from fainting. We thank You, O God, for preventing us. I thank You, Heavenly Father, even physically with in the natural with health issues that surrounding a fainting spells and health concerns. I thank You, O God, for healing in that area. Thank You for Your being Jehovah Rapha. You are healer. And I thank You for even giving the simplest of instructions of drinking more water, taking our vitamins, eating healthy, whatever it is, Lord God, we thank you. I heard the Lord. For some, it's like very specific with in our diet, and it could just be for a day, a moment, a season. And I heard eat more fruits and vegetables. Slow down on all the high fat foods. Slow down for some. Slow down on the meat. For some, it's like eat some more protein. Okay, hallelujah. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. But even those instructions, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for helping us that we faint not, that we can keep walking this out, Lord God, that we are able to glorify you. We thank you for your miracle signs and wonders breaking forth and breaking out in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for causing us to soar in areas and on things that that for others it'll take them out and take them down. Somebody say, not me. We thank you for an anointing to cause us to soar, an anointing to cause that gives us like I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep doing it. Thank you, oh God, for making a way out of no way. We speak, Lord God, to the mountains. Hallelujah. The mountains of fear and the mountains of doubt and the mountains of worry and the mountains of lack and the mountains of poverty, Lord God, and the mountains of emptiness, even the mountain of loneliness, and command it to be thou cast into the sea, mountains of health issues, and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. That's what it says. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Mark. We're praying from the word of God. We're praying from the word of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11 in verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, he's speaking to the disciples. He's speaking to you and I right now. Have faith in God. Okay. So look, already we have wait for the Lord. That's one. Two, have faith in God. This is what God is saying to us in this time and in this season. In this now. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I hear the Lord saying, we got to start speaking to the mountains. Don't let the mountains of problems, don't let the mountains of the that's plaguing us speak to us, and we succumb to it, and we just say, okay, this is what it is. No, we rise up and we speak to the mountains. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Ooh, Jesus, help us to start speaking life and speaking your word and being in agreement with you. You speak that we're prospering. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if I see a mountain of lack. I speak to that mountain of lack. Command to be thou removed, cast into the sea, and I call in prosperity. I declare I am prosperous. I declare I'm blessed in everything. We are blessed in everything we do. We're speaking your promises. So show us. Begin to show us, Lord God, teach us the authority that you've given us and how powerful our speech is and how things can change with as we begin to change the way we speak and what we say to align with you and not align with what we see and not align with what we feel. And not align with what we hear, and not align with the systems and what makes sense, and this makes sense, and this surely that's right. No. Ooh, I just heard it again. God is the change agent. God is a change agent. Can I just flow with the Holy Spirit? Let us even stop expecting. Let us stop trying to change people and let God change the people. Let us just focus on how do we need to change? What changes God is asking us to make? Let us stop focusing on an external change and let God deal with the external change be it in a person, a thing, a situation, whatever it is, and let God change us. And maybe it's God using that thing to be the change agent to change us when we think that the thing needs to change. Oh, I don't know. Is that the tool that God is using to change us when we think that we don't need to change? Oh, I don't know. And we need to be the tool to change it, but it's actually the other way around. Oh, I don't know. Reveal to us what you're trying to change in us, oh God. Reveal to us the ways that you want us to change in the way we think, in the way we speak. Come on. Let's Mark 11:22-26 be our portion. So let's continue to read it. Let's change our heart posture. We're going to read it. We're going to read something here. Let's change our heart posture to be quick to forgive. Let's change to be quick to catch the little bitty nuggets, the little bitty breadcrumbs of, oh, this is in line with what I'm believing. So maybe the person just made you mad and all the things, but in one thing, one teeny tiny thing, they did that right. Therefore, I say unto you, what things, verse 24, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, what are we doing? We're in a place of prayer. Believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Whatever it is that in this moment, I would just want to take a second. Whatever it is in this moment that we've been praying for, and you've been praying for, and I'm talking about been praying maybe so long that, you know, you don't even have any more energy to pray. That you just feel like, I'm just going to give up on the thing. Maybe we just started praying. Whatever it is that we've been praying for, no matter where we are in our prayer journey, can we just take this one moment and get a vision? Not who cares about what's happening and what it looks like and what the world and the naturals of the naturals of the naturals is saying. But let's just get in this moment, because otherwise we wouldn't be praying for the thing, right? If we were so dependent on the natural. But let's get a picture. Give us a picture or an image of that prayer being manifested. Give us a picture or image, Holy Spirit, of the thing being resolved or being fixed or being reconciled and being better than what we can ever imagine. As it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So we got to get a picture. We got to have an image. We got to be able to see it, right? Sometimes we don't believe things until we see it. And then in the believing, I'm reminded of doubt of Thomas, who doubted. I'm not calling him Doubting Thomas. Thomas, and he was in the place of doubt for whatever reason, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with it. And how I know that ain't nothing wrong with it, because Jesus showed up in that place where he needed Jesus. And Jesus showed him, and when he saw, he believed. So let us get a picture, an image of the thing. Let us be able to see it. Maybe we just need to take time to be like, Lord, let me just see it being done. Let me see it on the other side of the full manifestation. And then when we see it, hold on to that thing, because that's what's coming in. And we receive. We receive it now, what we've been praying for. We receive it now, the answer. We receive it now, the thing fixed and resolved and better than what we can even imagine. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, here we go, that heart posture. Maybe we got to change, some of us, one of us. Forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So let us forgive. There's a blessing and a promise and something beautiful and miraculous at the waterfall, at the well of forgiveness. May we be a well of forgiveness. May we be a well of forgiveness. And it just starts with practicing. It just starts with choosing. Even in the midst of the sting, of the feeling of the sting, I'm going to forgive. And the more we do it, the more we are disempowering unforgiveness. And the more we are empowering that spirit of forgiveness operating and moving in our lives. The more now we are strangling unforgiveness and smothering it and killing it off in our life, and the more we're giving life and breath to forgiveness. So help us, oh God. Help us today. Bless us today, Lord. Even as we position ourselves to bless you, bless us, oh God. Bless our homes. Bless our children. Bless our minds. Bless our hearts. Bless our souls. Bless our feet. Bless our hands. Bless the places that you have us to go. Bless our hearing, what's coming into our ear gates. Bless our seeing, what's coming into our eye gates. Bless us in those blind spots, oh God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, even bless us to blind us to certain things that if we're not ready for, if we're not strong enough spiritually for, oh God, so that you ready us and prepare us that we may enter into, that we may receive, that we may now see and begin to move out of your spirit and not our own. Bless us to submit to you, O God. Bless us to commit to you, O God. Bless us to seek you, O God, morning, noon, and night. Give us an appetite for you, O God. Give us a hunger and a thirst for you, O God. Give us a yearning for you, O God. Give us a fire for you, O God. Give us an understanding for you, O God. Show us you even in other people, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the people that you've sent into our life. And thank you for the ordering and the reordering, O God, and the structuring and the restructuring, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Show us the way, O God. We thank you that you are our great shepherd, a wonderful shepherd, Lord God, leading us through the valley of the shadow of death, leading us, O God, beside the still waters, leading us, O God, through and in the green pastures. Thank you, Heavenly Father, leading us, ordering our footsteps. We thank you, O God. We declare the victory in our lives, O God. We declare the victory. Everything that our name is attached to, we speak victory. We speak promise. I speak and declare and decree increase. I declare and decree your wisdom. I declare and decree your favor. I declare and decree, hallelujah, an abundance, O God, in prosperity, O God. I declare and decree good health, O God. Your word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I declare and decree that we are tasting and seeing that you are good. The Lord is good. We thank you for being good to us on every side, on all sides, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the advancement. We thank you for the keys to the new, even learning how to use the keys to the kingdom to bind and to loose, that whatever we bind on earth and loose in earth is bound in heaven and is loosed in heaven. We thank you, O God, for natural keys to maybe a new car that some of us have been believing for, keys to a new home some of us have been believing for, keys, Lord God, to new office spaces. We thank you for the keys just that represents a walking into purpose and promise, Lord God, that we've been praying, believing, and you spoke to us about many, 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 many days, months, years ago, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We declare and decree that we are blessed as we go in, and we are blessed as we leave. We are blessed. Hold on, I want to read this now. Remember, I told you we're standing on the word. We're standing on the word. We're standing on the word. We're praying through the word. We're standing on his promises. Somebody say his promises are coming to pass in my life. So we're going to end with this. Deuteronomy 28. And it reads, regarding God's promise to and blessing to Israel, his people. Somebody say, I'm his people. I'm his person. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Okay, so this is three. God saying, one, he said what? Wait for the Lord. Well, the second thing he told us to do, have faith in God. Then now he's telling, the third thing that he's adding to us is hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thee, before thy face. They shall come against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in the storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself. Excuse me. And he hath sworn unto thee, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And then in verses 11 through 14, it speaks of a blessing of plenty. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure to heaven, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, excuse me, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of his of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. So, Father God, we just thank you that in this time, in this season, we're waiting for you, we're having faith in you, and we're hearkening to your voice, and we receive the blessings, the many blessings overtaking us in every way, every area conceivable, and that which we can't conceive. I thank you for a blessing on your children, your people, on all of us in this time. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.